Today, I would like to thank you for the humble invitation to participate and share some insights with all of the environmental social justice activists. To give you an idea of where I'm geographically located, I'm in the thick of the eastern anthracite region of Pennsylvania, Northumberland County. Of course, the geography of prisons shape the lives of those inside and surrounding it in ways affecting our overall health and health risk to the point of developing the insidious monster I call cancer. Speaking of cancer, did you know that I'm incarcerated in the heart of Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, which is considered the number one highest rate of cancer clusters in the nation, surrounded by several state prisons? Mahanoy, Frackville, and where I'm presently housed at, State Correctional Institution, Cole Township, coupled with two federal prisons, Allenwood and Lewisburg, a total of five prisons located within this region. Right now, I would like to take this opportunity to pose a very interesting and peculiar question. Do you happen to know what's a Superfund site? A Superfund site is a law that provides money from the United States government to clean up areas that have been polluted with dangerous substances, but allows the government to demand money in the court of law from the companies that made the area dirty. What if the government knows the land is polluted, toxic, and uninhabitable, but intentionally and deliberately refrains from publicly declaring it as poison land? This is the government's biggest secret that the prison industrial complex utilizes to locate and construct the building of prisons throughout the nation. Did you know 600 United States prisons are built on top or are surrounded by toxic mine dump sites where profit over the value of human life is heavily emphasized? The staggering 2.2 million prisoners generating a wealth of revenue, the expense of being housed in federal and state prisons located within 3 miles of a Superfund site is tantamount to a death sentence. This compels one's conscience to wonder, why doesn't the government prevent any prisons from being built on toxic, polluted mine sites? Pardon me, the corporate raiders slash destroyers replied to the nefarious inactions slash actions of the government's failure to identify toxic, polluted, and uninhabitable land because, as they state, it is, quote-unquote, economically feasible to build prisons on top of poisoned land sites instead of having to pay to clean it up. Makes dollars and cents, huh? This brings me to share with you another political economic strategy which benefits their white rural communities. It is called gerrymandering. That is, the action of changing the borders of an area before an election so that one person, group, or party has an unfair advantage. As an example, if I'm from Philadelphia and I'm sent to SCI Cole Township, according to the Census Bureau, I would be counted as part of their population, Cole Township, for the purposes of receiving government funding for their particular district, which benefits their local communities, etc. Just another way to keep the funds in their pockets and out from the communities we are from. What should people outside know about environmental racism in Pennsylvania prisons? In speaking for the minority majority of the prison population, environmental racism is seen in various forms, primarily the form in which people of color are the dominant makeup of prisons. Herein lies the issue. We all know that statistics prove disproportionate impacts of health risk of those amongst communities of color. If blacks and Latinos were incarcerated at the rate as their white counterparts, the prison population would decrease an astonishing 40% overall, with a number. We can't turn a blind eye by permitting the corporate raiders slash destroyers, mankind, to continue to build these prisons on our surrounded by toxic, polluted, uninhabitable mine sites. As a final thought, awareness and education is the first step to ending environmental racism in prisons, because the sad truth is that a great percentage of inmates and even their family members lack the awareness of their toxic grounds. As an environmentalist, I would rather have one good eye being conscious instead of having two evil eyes unconscious that the corporate raiders slash destroyers have to continue to build prisons on toxic lands at the expense and exploitation of the disproportionately black and Latino population. The face and voice inside the nation of prisoners. Peace and solidarity.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.